The Rank Charm School, read by Sandra Duncan. It was then that I realised I'd never be Britain's blonde bombshell. Spring, 1962, and I'm in the Kentucky Club on the Mile End Road. The Crays are hosting a party for the premiere of Sparrows Can't Sing. Flashbulbs popping as the twins line up with Barbara Windsor. Fancy being in this one, Ruby? Shake my head. Don't fancy being a false smile in the background. I'm swanning around, trying to keep the smile going. Trying not to look like my career's up the Swanee. Poise, deportment, all that charm school crap. I need a drink. Pass by someone I vaguely recognise from somewhere. Slick back hair and slightly battered features. Gin and tonic, please. Let me get this. A hand waves a note over the counter. I look around. Him. Harry, isn't it? Harry Starks. Grinning at recognition brings out a thin scarline in his cheek. He's more thick-set than he was back then. We go back, don't we, Mr. Starks? Go back. 3 years earlier. I'd come back to the flat and he walked up as I was unlocking the front door. We need to talk, Miss Ryder. You'd better come in then. I slumped into an armchair as he padded round the room. Why don't you make us both a drink? As he poured two large scotches, his eye caught a publicity photo on top of the cocktail cabinet. Me with blonde beehive and Diana Dawes décolletage. You an actress then? Yeah, I suppose so. Not the most illustrious of acting careers. Did a Lux soap commercial. Got a small speaking part in Violent Playground in 1957, but it wasn't the big break that I'd imagined. When the castings and the cash started to dry up, I took a job in the Cabaret Club in Paddington, dancing on stage. When you weren't dancing, you could sit out in the audience and get an extra £5 hostess fee. The man leant forward in his chair a little. He wasn't grinning anymore. You know what all this is about, don't you? Yeah. Peter. Rackman. I met him at a party in the Latin Quarter Club. He set me up in the flat. Made me give up the club. For a while, our arrangement worked well for me. I had the time and money to try again with my acting career. Peter had lots of contacts. Usually the wrong ones. After a while, it got too much for me. At first, I made excuses to avoid seeing him, to put off his little visits to the flat, but when these ran out, I just missed appointments. I'd been expecting a visit from one of his heavies for a while now. Mr. Rackman wants to know where the hell you've been. You don't look like one of Rackman's usual rent collectors. The man shrugged and took a sip of whiskey. I'm not. I'm freelance. I don't get it. He could have sent one of his own men. He wants this matter sorted with a bit of delicacy. So what's supposed to happen now? You come with me and we go and see him. And if I say no? That wouldn't be a good idea. You got yourself in a right fucking mess, Miss Ryder. Ruby. Call me Ruby. What am I going to do? He sighed and shook his head. We go and see him, yeah? Come clean about finishing with him. Give him the car keys and the keys to the flat. But he'll be angry. He'll want to hurt me. Well, you should expect a couple of slaps for the way you've been carrying on. Finish your drink and get ready. I'll go in my car. Harry drove us to an address in North Kensington. It was a crumbling Victorian terrace that smelt of damp. Rackman pulled me by the arm and dragged me into the front room. You stupid bloody bitch! I took the keys to the car and the flat and handed them to him. He pocketed the car keys and then, holding the flat keys by the fob, made to swing at me with them. Flinching, I curled up into the sofa and uncoiled as I realised he was faking. He started laughing and tossed the keys in my lap. I can keep the flat? Yeah, you can keep it. But you start paying rent.